This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Losing only, by my measure now, 2 to 4 degrees in an hour in temperature on a hot cup of coffee. Taking it down 7 degrees when you first pour it to a beautiful state as far as I'm concerned for what I drink. But anyway, check them out, burnoutmugs.com. In a follow-up, I just saw this, Mike Stark, the former Democrat operator for American Bridge 21st Century, who was arrested this week and accused of battery against the female campaign manager for a Nevada GOP gubernatorial candidate, Adam Laxalt, vehemently is denying the allegations against him today and insisted he has a video that proves him innocent. And he released a series of statements on Twitter. When did this become a thing? He released a series of statements on Twitter so he could address the accusations, which he starts by saying that Ms. Kristen Davison's account of events is mistaken. On Twitter, I've been waiting to speak with my lawyer before talking about Nevada for reasons beyond my control. This has proven impossible, but I want to address a few things. Number one, I will not respond to questions until I can speak with a lawyer, but Ms. Kristen Davison's account of events is mistaken. I do not know if she is lying because I think it is possible she believes I'm responsible for her bruising and arm twisting. Davison accused Stark of grabbing and yanking her arm and refusing to let go after a campaign event in East Las Vegas Tuesday. She talked to Fox News on Wednesday that a man burst into the room where Adam Laxalt and I were talking with a camera, and then he got very physical and was yelling and pushing her and other staff members. He was physically almost body-checking me, adding they left and went into an open room. She, Laxalt, and two other male staffers later went into a private room and closed the door, only for it to burst open moments later. Two male staffers were trying to hold him back. He was so aggressive he looked like he was going to go towards the candidate to physically harm him. And she added that she was standing in the doorway. He grabbed my right arm. My leg was lodged between the door and the wall. He twisted my arm and contorted it behind my back. I was scared. Every time I tried pulling away, he grabbed tighter and pulled me closer into him. Davison says Stark pulled her head into his chest, bruising her neck, and held her there for several minutes. Stark tweeted Friday that he had a video which seemed to show that Davison's arm was grabbed and twisted, but he claimed that in the video, you can see my hands at all times, and they were never on Ms. Davison. He continues on in Twitter with number two. From the video I have in my possession, it does appear as if Ms. Davison's arm was grabbed and twisted. The same man also rubbed himself against her in an extremely inappropriate way. In the video, you can see my hands at all times. They were never on Ms. Davison. Number three, the reason I'm unwilling to accuse Mrs. Davison of lying is that the video clearly shows she could not see who was hurting her, and I think it would only be natural for her to think her political opponent was the person responsible. This is projection. He is willing to do that to anybody. Okay? He's willing to be physical with anybody. So he's out there thinking that she thinks that this is just the way things happen. He also said, on the other hand, in Ms. Davison's public statement since this, she's embellished, exaggerated, and generally made this as bad as it could be for me, my reputation, and for my family. He went on to reference a separate incident earlier this year with Heather Swift, Interior Secretary Ryan Zanke's press secretary, during which he reportedly used his full body to push her. Stark continued his denial, saying the narrative set by the GOP is false and not coincidentally very self-serving. My hands were never on Ms. Davison in any meaningful way. Video will make that clear. The video that Stark claims to have of the incident is not flattering for him, he said, adding that even though he feels that it shows his innocence, he's concerned it will be used for political purposes. He said he plans to provide the video to law enforcement at the right time. Yeah. That said, through his attorney, he expects to release the video at the right time. He's hopeful that after they review it, charges against him will be dropped. And in closing, he offered another clear-cut denial of the allegations. Number 9, that said, through my attorney, I expect to release the video, blah, blah, blah. Number 10, I do not assault or batter women or anyone else, period. And if necessary, I will prove that in court once again. Wait a minute. You've been in court for this before? In a statement to Fox News, Stark said that after seeing video, he feels strongly that his actions did not break the law. Sure he does. He added that he sought out Davison to make amends. After reviewing the video of the Las Vegas incident, I feel confident that I did nothing unlawful. Specifically, I never intentionally touched Ms. Davison in any meaning. What does that mean? In any meaningful way. And I absolutely did not grab her, twist her arm, or do any of the things she has described in the press. That said, what the video shows happened to Mrs. Davison is horrible, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Of course, he doesn't mention who is in the video seen doing this, and he also doesn't mention these colleagues of hers that were there, and Adam Laxalt himself. He says, I've apologized to Ms. Davison for what happened to her, and I told her that I knew beforehand that if I knew beforehand what would happen, I never would have tried to ask a question because no question would be worth what happened to her. So he's claiming that he was there, I guess, to ask a question. And as far as his former employer, American Bridge, who fired him, as far as American Bridge is concerned, I'm proud to have been employed by them, feel badly about distracting from the incredible work of my former colleagues, and will miss working with them terribly. Mike, maybe you ought to try assaulting a conservative man. Huh? How do you think that's going to work? But this whole thing about my hands were never on her in any meaningful way. What does that mean exactly? And the video is not flattering to him. But what he doesn't say is who the video shows doing this to Ms. Davison. And he's going to prove it in court once again. So how many times has he been, how many mistaken batteries has he been accused of? How many times can you be accused of mistaken battery? How many times can you be the common denominator in a mistaken battery case? That's a question I'm asking. That's what I really want to know the answer to. How many times can this occur to the same good guy? So, we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes. I just wanted to follow up on that because these people that are calling for violence and then perpetrating violence on Republicans, and Republicans, good God, pull yourselves up. These guys are coming to try to hurt you physically, to intimidate you. Intimidate them back. Make it very expensive for them to do that. They'll take an MMA class or something, Krav Maga, something. Hire a couple of veterans. Hire a couple of pipe hitters. We'll take care of you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Now, to the point where it's saying that it brings it down to a temperature you can drink it. in minutes. It's actually about 2.5-3 minutes. I don't know what's happening there. But, yeah, check them out, burnoutmugs.com. Now, ever since Trump was elected, well, let me rephrase that. As long as there have been the media and the Republicans in the modern age, the media have attacked the Republicans. They bait them. They do all kinds of stuff with them. And Trump is no different. They've been battling him since he announced his presidential bid. They've attacked him for the last 2 years like all other Republicans. And they have consistently failed, unlike they have with all other Republicans. They normally succeed. His approval ratings have been relatively consistent with a few rough patches. But he always bounces back stronger. The legacy media cannot destroy what they did not create. Recently, Leslie Stahl with CBS News sat down with Trump for a one-on-one interview, and she peppered him with questions about several different subjects, and her inquiries were gotcha in nature. I refer to that as an ambush type of interview. But there was one difference in this. Trump is not a typical Republican president because he pushes back, and this caused Stahl to change the subject quickly, and then he would not allow that to happen either. In the past, the mainstream media questioned those on the right with the sole purpose of tripping them up, and Trump is no different from that. But we're in a different political age, and the left's tactics no longer work. Trump is not a typical president. And they've been trying to use their tried and true tactics because they always work. They worked with George W. Bush. They crushed him for the Iraq War. His approval numbers fell to the upper 20s at one point. Harry Reid lied about Mitt Romney. He told an interviewer with the Huffington Post that Romney does not pay his taxes. Romney denied the accusations, but the problems arose in the election from a statement, and he later boasted about the deception. Trump was not made by the media. He is self-made. He is used to the rough-and-tumble world of big city real estate, which is a little bit like dealing with the mafia, and in some cases it is actually like dealing with the mafia. The legacy news cannot disconnect the bond between Trump and his base. It has become evident that a candidate that blows off attacks and does the opposite of Republican tradition, which is to fold like a house of cards, that guy can succeed. And the left does not understand how to deal with this. They have never received pushback. It's always been way too nice. The media's thrown everything they know at the president, but they have failed. There is nothing left. They've tried racism, sexism, mental illness, and many different lies that have resulted in journalists getting fired. Trump has deflated the legacy media, and he has exposed their biases. And Trump, Obama received softball questions. They refused to challenge his character. They refused to challenge his integrity or his emotion. And on the other hand, Trump is under constant criticism. Trump told Stahl that the media's treatment was unfair to him, which is something Republicans never do. Trump has beaten the self-proclaimed geniuses at the major news networks now for 2 years. All of them, every single one of them. And now the irony is that the left is claiming he is mentally ill. So this must be embarrassing, being controlled by someone who has all these mental health issues. Now Trump, and I've had some friends that said I wish he'd stay off of this, Trump uses Twitter as a means to control the media. And all the major news networks believe they control the news cycle. But in reality, Trump controls them through social media. They're so obsessed with destroying Trump that any tweet gets blown way out of proportion, and in the end, the leftist news looks like they are the mentally ill ones. Conventional political wisdom says that Republicans need to be neutral or even back down from the media, but Trump destroyed that method, and he has exposed it. He has shown that a candidate can keep his base, and also grow it when the press is challenged and defeated. Indeed, this is truly a, this is a time now where politics is now, and I asked Trey Gowdy this a long time ago when I had him on one of my initial interviews with him. I asked him if he thought politics was now a performance-based profession. And he told me at the time that he believed if it wasn't, that it should be. And I believe that he believed that. I believe one of the reasons he's not running again is that he believes he hasn't really performed. So he's going to go back where he could perform and actually make a difference. And I think that's what's going on with Trey Gowdy. But time will tell on that one. As for the rest of all of this, there is no need for us to give in to the press. There is no need for the Republicans to let the press win every fight. There's no need to dignify some of their stuff with responses. Now, normally, I would never say this. This is not something I would ever say. But the Republicans need to take the lead of Lindsey Graham and look at the left and say, you guys want the power. And I pray to God you never get it. And then do everything they can to make sure they never get it. Hopefully, everybody sitting on that committee and all of the Republicans in the Senate and all of the Republicans in the House looked at that and said, this guy's doing just like Trump would do. Because he was. The Republicans are beginning to... This is like when, you know, when Neo figures out that he's the one in the Matrix and Morpheus goes, he's beginning to believe. These guys are becoming self-aware. Maybe the fight is still worth doing. Maybe the fight is still worth having. But whatever it is, I'll say this. It's about damn time. I was just looking for a little aggression, a little sign of life for you guys. Okay. I'm in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue to trek to the United States-Mexico border. The caravan is currently still about 1,000 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The president has said everything's on the table, including moving the U.S. military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico. Republican Congressman Peter King on that idea.
If in the end the president has to use the military, that would be a last step. But I think, and you know, when he blames the Democrats, his to me is the real criticism of the Democrats, is that as a country, we're not speaking with one voice.
The Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office says it's received 800 tips about missing teenager Jamie Kloss. She went missing after her parents were found dead early Monday morning. Hundreds of volunteers have been helping search for Kloss.
My dad grabbed me and said they're doing a search for Jamie, and I said, absolutely, let's go.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
The only thing I haven't done with these is I have not tried yet a cold drink. I've got to get a cold drink. I drink primarily sparkling water. I don't. Maybe that would be the good test, though. Maybe I need to get a big bottle of sparkling water and just pour that in there. We'll see. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Let me read to you a song lyric from written by Paul Simon in 1969. It's from The Boxer. Now the years are rolling by me. They are rocking evenly. I am older than I once was and younger than I'll be. That's not unusual, nor is it strange. After changes upon changes, we are more or less the same. After changes, we are more or less the same. When you're discussing violent criminals and sociopaths, it's always helpful if you know somebody on the inside. So from a friend in the system, I got this. He said in interviewing hundreds of violent convicted felons over a period of several decades, a pattern of dark behavior and attitude becomes obvious. The first part of them, right, the first part that makes them very dangerous is they all view their lives as minute by minute. There's seldom any planning, even as close as what's happening tomorrow. They see no point in living, and they're fully persuaded that they have no future, and there's no fear of imprisonment, nor violent death. They are convinced that they have nothing to lose, and they're right. Number two, all are incessant whiners. They use the word unfair constantly. when they rationalize their sociopathic behavior. They never accepted personality responsibility or personal responsibility for anything. They all insist that their felon status, ethnicity, religion, disability, disease, whatever, forever precludes any chance for conventional success or achievement. So there's no point in trying. That's always their excuse. They have all embraced non-productivity as a permanent lifestyle. None are interested in working at anything legitimate, nor trying to find a real job. They are unchangeably non-productive, non-contributing, non-taxpaying, unemployable societal parasites. They insist every bit of social welfare that comes their way is owed them. Number four, they thrive on squalor. Though they whine about places they stay, you'll find them all living in filth and sordidness by choice. They are uncomfortable with any kind of decent, orderly world. Number five, they all indicate that they have absolutely no compunction about engaging in criminal violence. They all harbor a condescending disdain for their victims. They are completely unrepentant, and they never express the slightest regret or concern for pain or suffering that they cause. Number six, all articulate utter contempt for middle and upper classes. They are thus very sensitive to being disrespected. And number seven, and this is the most telling one, right? This is the most telling one for all of us, because this is where we have to really make this distinction. Every one of them is extremely dangerous. None are particularly brave, but all under the right circumstances will murder and maim as casually as if they were muffling a sneeze. With them, impulsive behavior is not held in check, as it is with the rest of us. They don't worry about consequences nor any other aspect of the future, and they will never change. Rehabilitation is a word that we have invented to describe a non-existent phenomenon. For some of these guys, there's no such thing as that, and there never has been. And those who naively claim to be in rehabilitation would be well advised not to bet their lives on it. I talked about police constable Keith Palmer, who was murdered in March of 2017. The armed response that finally did show up, the armed officer showed up, and he used his Glock 17. He fired three shots at Khalid Massoud. Massoud fell to the ground, and his wounds proved fatal in less than a minute. For his own protection, the officer who fired the fatal shots was granted anonymity at the inquest. And the officer's voice broke as he testified that he had no choice. And what I find paradoxical and upsetting about this is this. Appropriately armed, well-trained British police officers selected to carry concealed Glock 17s while on duty, apparently during formal inquest into legitimate fatal shootings, have to turn themselves into a sobbing supplicant, seek cultural absolution from their firearm-hating society, many of whom believe sincerely, while safe and secure behind their desks, that deadly force is never necessary. This guy was very precise, and his application of deadly force was expert and both legally and also morally justified. In fact, it is hard to imagine how this officer could have done it any better. And for what he did, this officer should be congratulated and thanked and promoted and hailed as a national hero. And instead, his career is probably over now. So rather than congratulating him, they crawl up his fourth point of contact with a microscope in an attempt to find something, anything he did that was less than perfect. This inquest should have ended when the good guys were alive and the bad guys were dead. That should be cause for relief and celebration. Instead, at least in the UK, they denigrate their courageous warriors while slobbering with endless sympathy over dead terrorists. Now, there's a reason I predicated this part with the last part about rehabilitation. These people who will not control themselves, who will not stifle their impulse, who will kill you, or hurt you as hard as bad as they can, at a moment's provocation, have to be dealt with in that moment. And for the wannabes like Mike Stark, who comes in and thinks he has found a helpless opponent like Ms. Davison, he needs to be dealt with, because we don't know where he's going to stop. We don't know where he would have stopped as it is right now. And he's out there right now, and he there's apparently witnesses to this, and he's out there saying, I didn't do it. And I'll go into court once again to prove that. This, you know, carrying a gun and all this other stuff, this takes a bit of resolve. You've got resolve in your mind that if it comes down to it, you're going to do what has to be done. If you're going to carry a weapon for self-defense, you're going to have to use it for self-defense. Because if you don't, and they find that on you, they will take it and use it on you. And that's not going to be any good at all. And then they'll use it on other innocent people if they take it off you. You'll just supply them. You'll further their crime. So, become proficient. Carry everywhere you can. And keep your head on a swivel. Keep your eyes up. Stay out of your mobile phone. And be and have that resolve to deal with the issue if it comes up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout. Well, let's play, why don't you? There you go.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Going to be doing filming next week, or Sunday, actually. Sunday going to be filming. Got a few new guns to go film. Can't film all of them. Going to film as many as I can, though. So stay tuned for that. If you're not following, and by the way, any of you that may be listening to this on a podcast, I've never asked for you to do this before, but if you would be so kind, I've been doing this podcast for 6 years, this show for 6 years, which has been started out as a podcast, and I've never done this, but if you're thinking about it, would you maybe go to iTunes and give me a rating? Good, bad, anything? I keep getting asked why I don't have that many of them as long as I've been out there. I've never been asking for them, but I've been listening to other podcasts, and apparently lots of people do. So let me do that. Let's go that route, shall we? support that they think is out there for gun control isn't 60% a solid number showing support for stricter gun control? Well, that's what they would have you believe, okay? That's what they would have you believe. This is the number we keep hearing, that there's 60%. But support is dropping. And like what happened after Sandy Hook, is that that's going to continue to drop until it returns to the pre-Newtown level. And that was at 47%, and that was with a Democratic president at the helm. Sandy Hook was a tragic shooting. It shook the nation, just like Parkland did. And Parkland was what launched a renewed wave of anti-gun activism. Former students David Hall, Cameron Caskey, and Emma Gonzalez formed the face of their new movement. Support for gun control reached 25-year highs. But Stephen Gutkowski of the Washington Free Beacon noted that support is dropping. The Gallup poll of 1,019 adults conducted between October 1st and 10th found 61% of respondents support making gun laws stricter. That's down 6 points from when they asked the same question between March 1st and the 8th. At the same time, support for the idea that gun laws should be kept the same increased from 28% to 30%. and support for the idea they should be made less strict doubled from 4 to 8%. So overall, opposition to stricter gun control laws moved from 32% to 38%, and 2% of respondents said they had no opinion. I don't know why Gallup's raw numbers add up to more than 100%, but the discrepancy is likely the result of rounding up, I think. So support for stricter gun control has wavered significantly over the last few decades. When Gallup first asked about it in 1990, support for stricter laws came in at an all-time high of 78%. In 2012, support hit an all-time low of 43% pre-Sandy Hook. Support for stricter laws has trended back up since 2012, but this month's numbers may indicate that it is receding once again. These children in these schools, they suffered an unimaginable tragedy. And it is their right to hit the streets and to push anti-gun initiatives. I get it. I'll support their right to do it. But whether these young anti-gun activists know it or not, they're leading an assault on our Constitution. They want to ban AR-15s, which is, you know, a perpetually absurd talking point from the anti-gun left, which is a universal Democratic Party position. But what they probably don't know is that the Democrats want to ban all guns. They want to destroy the Second Amendment, and any ground ceded in this fight will be used as a foundation to chip away at Second Amendment freedoms even further. The more this issue marinates with the voters, the less popular it becomes. And Democrats keep thinking that this is a winnable issue for them in campaigns. If that were the case, incumbent Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson would be leading big league in the polls, and he's not. In fact, he's very well could lose his reelection to Governor Rick Scott. Gun rights supporters vote and vote often to protect their rights. And anti-gunners say they're going to vote, but they don't, and they create a lot of noise. Which side do you think has the most success in the electoral and policy battlefield out there? Which one do you think it would be? Now, for those of you who are asking yourself, how bad could it be under a Democratic House? Well, like, you know, we've been talking about witches, and like a witch lifting the lid from the pot of her bubbling brew, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has unveiled her picture of what her Congress would look like if the Democrats retake the House in November. And it's interesting. Now, Axios comically makes a claim that the racial diversity of the group is the story, which if you look at their little pie chart, they've got lots of colors and everything else and lots of different people. But what they're thinking, no one's going to notice the lockstep left-wing monolithic extremism of every last one of these probable nominees. And even more comically, Axios writes that diversity of skin color translates into diversity of thinking. And apparently that means Axios doesn't know what they're talking about when they're looking at these people. Fact is that this menagerie that she has put together is the worst element of the left-wingery. People famous for their lockstep adherence to her Pelosi's flying monkey commands and famous only for the diversity of their idiocies. These are people famous for making stupid and malevolent statements like Maxine Waters. Dolts who make specious fact-free arguments such as Adam Schiff. Lunatic machine polls like Jerry Nadler or Benghazi liars like Elijah Cummings and FARC terrorist coddlers like Jim McGovern, open border advocates like Raul Rehalva, and just garden variety left-wing irritants like Nita Lowey and Carolyn Maloney and Nydia Velasquez. And the rest are almost just as awful. Only Elliot Engel stands out as a non-extremist, and the rest are really, really out there. And what we see is, here is that Pelosi's picking out the old line dinosaurs, just like herself. People we've heard about for years and know very well, with claims to diversity being her smokescreen for concealing the lack of diversity of thought or ideas in this bunch. And every last one of these people is a crummy little pawn for the Pelosi agenda who will vote in lockstep to it. And no newcomers like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are going to be allowed in. And I'm not saying she would be an improvement, but she'd be a new face. And this is not going to be a bipartisan group that's going to work and play well with the Republicans. Their long records already tell this. It's just the recrudescence of the same old, repackaged as diversity to draw attention from the real lack of diversity of faces and ideas. So if the Pelosi names and faces, and you can find them out there at Axios.com, if they don't, if these people being back in the news as your leaders of the House don't scare you into voting Republican in November, I fear for the Republic. I fear for the Republic. And I'll give you an example. In Texas right now, the Democrats are asking the non-citizens to vote. There, the Public Interest Legal Foundation has alerted the Justice Department to a gambit by the Texas Democrats to get non-citizens to vote. What they've done is they have sent out voter registration forms asking the non-citizens to sign up, and the citizenship box is already checked yes. Logan Churchwell says this is how the Texas Democratic Party is inviting foreign influence in an election at a federal election cycle. So, Greg Abbott's going to investigate, but we'll see what we see. But he says if it's true, there will be serious consequences. But there's already an X in the yes field as if you're an American citizen. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.